Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 5th, 2024. Well, this week we have been talking about being prudent in our words and talking about filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit. And yesterday we sort of finished that up by talking about temperance. But today I was listening to a podcast, and the podcast wasn't on this subject, but the guys were talking about being honest. They were actually talking about doing something on the job and failing to accomplish a task and how important it is to be honest, and, you know, not to bear false witness. But they were talking about being honest, and one guy was talking about a job that he does. He's a voiceover artist, and for whatever reason, he was not able to accomplish this job. And, you know, he went to the person and he said, "You know what? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't do what I was called to do." And the person, the client, looked at him and said, "You know what? I've never had anybody say that to me before. I've never had anybody say, I'm sorry, I messed up." And you know, as I was listening to that podcast, I was thinking about how important that is for us as Christians. If we're thinking about being prudent in our words and being wise with our words, how important it is for us to be honest. I mean, if we make a mistake, you know, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake." If we fail to follow up on something and we fail to accomplish a task, you know, instead of trying to justify ourselves or try to find an excuse or whatever, we ought to say, "You know what? I messed up. I failed to do what I promised to do. I overpromised and I was not able to accomplish that task." If we do something wrong, "You know what? I'm sorry." Or, "You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you was hurt by the words that I said. I didn't intend for them to be hurtful, but I understand how they can be hurtful, and I'm sorry." We make such an impact with our words. We make such a difference with our words. And sometimes the best thing for us to do is to be honest. You know, we all want to justify ourselves. We all want to say, "Well, I didn't mean it that way," or "I don't know why you took it that way," or whatever. But you know, sometimes we're just wrong. Sometimes we need to apologize. And sometimes we just need to be honest and say, "I messed up. I didn't do what I was supposed to do." And so, as we begin this weekend, I just want you to think about being honest with your words. And filter, even though it's not listed as a fruit of the Spirit, we know that as the Christians, we're not to bear false witness. And so let's make sure that we're not bearing false witness. We're not leading someone to believe something that isn't true, but that we're honest with our words. And what an impact that's going to have. Again, that guy said, the client said, no one had ever apologized to him before. And it made an impact on her. And you know what? If you are honest with your words, you say, "I'm sorry," you say, "I messed up," it's going to make an impact, because that's not the way of our world. And people are going to see Jesus in you when you are honest with your words. Heavenly Father, as we come to you at the close of this week, I pray that your people have had a good week. And I pray that each of us have considered our words and thought about the words that we speak. I pray, God, that we can honor you with our lips. God, honor you with a heart so that you might be glorified when we speak honest words. Well, we just thank you for tuning in. I pray you have a great weekend. Until the next time, this is Brother Mark signing off.